Psalm 94 verse 19. I shall read to you. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delights my soul. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delights my soul. This is the meditation of a man of God who is acquainted with the presence of God in his lives. He says that all the thoughts that come into my heart, all the thoughts that fills my heart, it is your thoughts, those thoughts that you by your Spirit place in my heart, that enables me to experience what is true comfort amidst the vicissitudes of life. And so, if you are there in Psalm 94 and verse 19, let us read this verse together. Psalm 94 and verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delights my soul. Amen. The Lord behooves us by the instruction of the Apostle Paul how the Christian life is a life of communion with God. There is a fellowship that we have with our Heavenly Father that brings within a mysterious calmness, a mysterious relationship of comfort, of joy, of solace, of restfulness, even amidst the greatest tribulation that can come our way. And the psalmist, again, here is instructing us that out of all the thoughts that comes within his heart, it is the comfort of the Lord, the Spirit of God, as he seeks the Lord in prayer, as he seeks the Lord to come to fill him with his Spirit, that he experience the fullness of God's life within him. So he's preparing himself for the day. He's preparing himself for life. And he understands that vital relationship that God will impart to him. We have been studying over the last 3 days, today the fourth day, concerning the prayer life of a Christian. How can we be prayerful? How can we appropriate the efficacy of prayer? And Philippians 4:6-7 gives to us the wisdom. Let us read together Philippians 4:6-7. I think by now we have memorized it. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. The reason why our prayers are answered, the reason why our worries are taken away, is this last three words in our meditation. Through Christ Jesus. It is through Jesus Christ our Lord that there is life. And I want to bring to you in this beautiful morning, in the greenery of our environment, to the theme that was in John chapter 20. On the first day of the week, when Mary Magdalene, early in the morning, when it was yet dark, he came came under the sacrificial of Christ. Christ was crucified. And on the Friday, he was buried before the close of the day, or the beginning of the new day. And with the burial in the tomb, the disciples felt the sadness, because in the visual service, in the funeral, we see the end of his life. And that's it. We said, that's it. But for the Lord Jesus Christ, he tells us it's not that's it. That's not the end. And for the believer also, because that is it, in the sense that when we say we will have many cares and worries, the ultimate care and the ultimate worry would be the impasse that all of us will have to go through. Death itself, and whether it will come earlier, whether it will come later, it is going to come. And none of us are going to escape it. And all of us are going to have to face it. But how can we be able to have the strength to face it? Well, through Christ Jesus. And here is the scene speaking to us concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There were two disciples, Simon and Peter, and the other disciples, John, whom Jesus loved. And they came to the sepulchre, and they saw an empty tomb. Verse 5 of John 20 says, and he stood down and looking, and he saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkins that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. This is the hope of the believer, that the Lord Jesus Christ conquered death, and that he did rise from the dead. Because he lives, therefore we live also. And he wants us to know that he lives, and he lives within us, and that life that he has imparted to us is that life that he wants us to appropriate. And we have learned that the appropriation of life of a Christian is through prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So if Christ Jesus is your Savior, and he has risen for you, and you have received him into your heart, then you will experience his comfort. You will experience his life within you. And you may say together with the psalmist, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delights my soul. And the comfort that the Lord sends to us is in the plural. Thy comfort, because we have many sorrows. We have many sorrows. And the Lord gives to us this multitude of comforts, in order to comfort us, to know that we are not alone, that he is with us. And this is the power, this is the wisdom of a Christian through Jesus Christ, or through Christ Jesus. And you see how our text tells us that the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who was prophesied in the Old Testament, who is to come. This is that Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth. So the emphasis is given to us concerning who this Christ is. This is that Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. And we seek for that Christ. This is that Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament, the suffering servant, all of the details of his coming again. This is the one that will come to save us. and he has come to save us, and if you have received him, then you would have received the goodness that he would have imparted to you, or he would be imparting to you, and he would be constantly imparting to you, and he wants you to experience that constant supply, that constant feeling, that constant comfort that he has for you. He wants you to experience those comfort. And so he says, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delights my soul. And how can we appropriate the comforts of God in life? Well, the only way is this, that we seek the Lord, that we will do this with Psalm 119 and verse 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me. Let's read together if you are there. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. How can we find strength to live life except we live by the laws of God? And then someone who said, you know, learning to play the piano is so tough. There is a skill involved to learn how to play the piano. But the pianist who has learned how to play the piano would delight in the making of the music that would come with the skill that is within the pianist to make music. And so the Lord wants us to appropriate His laws, so that His laws is within us, and with His laws within us, we know how to live. We learn how to live our life. And so let's read together Psalm 119, verse 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Psalm 119, verse 17. The Lord wants us to appropriate His wisdom, and that wisdom comes only through Jesus. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ, and life comes through Jesus Christ. And Paul uses the phrase Christ Jesus in order to emphasize to us that this is the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And so your Bible, it's not just the New Testament, the pretty principles of the New Testament, but your Bible is the 33 books or the 39 books of the Old Testament. All of it speaks about the Christ that will come and the Christ that has come. And if we would appropriate God's laws in our hearts, then, well, we will have life, and there will be delight in our life. And God wants us to pray and seek Him that His tender mercies may come to us. So let's read together in this verse, Psalm 119 and verse 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Amen. Father in heaven, we have learned in this camp how we ought not to worry but to pray. To pray with a willing and a wholehearted, in a wholehearted manner towards thee. And Lord, you have taught us the wherewithal of prayer. And you have taught us how we can worship Thee with thanksgiving. And you have taught us the words of prayer, how our requests can be made known unto Thee, the words that we speak, and how it can be made that our prayers through our lives may not be hindered, but we will experience the fullness of thy blessings and thy presence with us. And Lord, we thank thee that you have promised that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall grant a well-being in our hearts and minds through prayer, through the wisdom of prayer that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we thank thee for thy mercy upon us. And Lord, we indeed have experienced in the multitude of all our thoughts that is within us, thy comforts, delights our soul. And Lord, it is our prayer that thy tender mercies may come unto us, that we may live, for thy all indeed is our delight. So Lord, may thou send us forth after this camp to do thy bidding. Send us forth after this camp to do thy will, Lord, to live the life thou would want us to live, the happy life, the resurrection life, the life that Jesus Christ has imparted to us. O God, may thou hear our prayer, and Lord, we pray and ask that thou bless our fellowship over breakfast this morning, as thank thee that we can come and dine with thee this morning. Lord, may thou bless our fellowship and our breakfast for thy own honor and glory. Thank thee for bringing us to this camp, the 13th to the 16th of June, 2018, at this Amara Sanctuary Resort Hotel in St. Joseph. Father, we thank thee for all thy leading, all thy guidance, and Lord, we thank thee that you have taught us to pray. We would like to think and consider how we can be better used of it to pray for the people around us, to pray more for those things that concerns us and yet so far away, to pray for kings, to pray for rulers, to pray for peace, to pray that thy kingdom will come. Lord, may thou help us. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us to recall the Lord's Prayer. Let us say together,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation,